Welcome to See It in Your Child, where you'll get time-tested techniques and proven child development principles the Kids Talk way. This is Maren Schmidt. In the last four sessions, we discussed a child's need to belong and how a child's behavior is directed towards getting this emotional connection of belonging. Children's behavior is driven by four unconscious goals: contact, power, protection, and withdrawal. Now, let's consider how we can help our children in meeting the goal of withdrawal. This goal of withdrawal may be better understood as the need to be alone. I see withdrawal as the need for solitude, and in this session, I will refer to the goal of withdrawal as solitude. You might see solitude as a counterbalance to the goal of contact. We all need time alone to think, to recenter ourselves, to consolidate learning, to recharge. There are two major helps we can offer our children. First, we respect a child's wish to be alone. And the second, when the child is ready to make contact, we listen, trying to understand behavior, needs, and emotions. For the child whose need for solitude is positively met, we see a child going off to be alone to calm himself or to think through a situation. This child realizes that it's okay to want to be alone. The child also respects the need of others to be alone. When a child's goal of solitude is not met, we see an avoidance of interaction. The avoiding child may feel he is a failure, give up trying to make contact, stop developing personal power, quit trying to feel safe and protected, be passive, and refuse to try. As adults, we can feel helpless and have no idea how to change the situation. But when the goal of solitude is met, a child reestablishes contact when he is ready, and we find ourselves respecting this child's self-awareness of needing to be alone. Our next help is this. When the withdrawing child makes contact with us again, we use listening techniques to try to understand behavior, needs, and emotions. Too often when communicating, adults do all the talking and miss seeing from the child's point of view. Or we fall into these traps of listening, offering advice, giving our opinion, telling a story of how we went through a situation that was even worse, blaming, insulting, criticizing, punishing, judging, diagnosing, or interjecting into the scenario our own needs, emotions, and values. When we neglect to listen in order to understand behavior, needs, and emotions, we block an opportunity to support the child's self-awareness gained with solitude. For the avoiding child seeking to re-engage with us, not listening dismisses the child's efforts to make contact. A key technique to help us avoid these traps of listening is straightforward: only ask questions. To do this, as a listener, we need to be calm enough to hear and to process what we are being told. We need to realize we don't own the problem, at least not at the time of our listening. We need to refrain from advising or defending our point of view. We should provide a safe environment for our children to speak. We should seek to understand, and we should ask questions to clarify our perceptions. Only asking questions is an easy way to help us avoid the traps of listening. Asking question after question with only the goal of understanding our child helps us do something else. As we patiently wait for each answer, guess what happens? We create a safe environment for our children, thus meeting their goals of contact, power, protection, and withdrawal. An ask-only questions session might go something like this. Why did you hit your brother? I was bored. Why did you choose to be bored?
I don't know.
Do you realize you have a choice about how you treat other people?
Yes.
Would you tell me why you would choose to hit your brother instead of doing something else?
I guess I just wanted to have him do something with me. I was bored.
Can you think of how you might have gotten your brother to do something with you?
All I really needed to do was ask him. I guess I just hit him so he wouldn't be able to say no. If I hit him, he'd hit me back and then we'd be doing something together.
What do you think you can do in the future to get your brother's attention?
I can just ask him to do something with me. If he says no, I can ask him why.
Remember, only asking questions helps us understand our children as they work to meet their goals of contact, power, protection, and withdrawal. Time to put this into action. Today at dinner or bedtime, when there are no issues at hand, I invite you to practice this only ask questions technique with your children. Thinking of yourself as an impartial television interviewer might help you from falling into the listening traps. Practice this only ask questions technique every day with your children, your spouse, or your friends. That way, when you really, really need it, this tool will be ready for you to put into action. Make a comment below and let me know. For more put it into action ideas, head on over to marinschmidt.com, where you have lots of resources available as a Kids Talk reader. Until next time, this is Marin Schmidt, wishing you joyful relationships with children.